tonight. We're living in a generation tonight, church. Amen. The devil would like to pull them out tonight. Amen. I don't know their life. I don't know what they're going through tonight. All I know is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Wants us to pray for them tonight. With the Bible, let's anoint them in the name of the Lord.
Have your way, Lord. In the name of the Lord. Jesus, have your way. Come on! Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah.
Praise.
Praise.
Praise
Jesus, our Son of David.
Hallelujah.
Shelter. High tower.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord, sir. Obey the Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord.
Obey the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, Spirit of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't you appreciate the presence of the Lord tonight? Amen. The Lord had a reason for that tonight, children. I said the Lord had a purpose for that tonight. Amen. I really feel like Brother Bobby tonight. Amen. When we're praying for them young people tonight. Amen. I really feel like the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Trying to let us elders know. Amen. Brother Stout, you've been around. You're an elder brother in the Lord. Amen. You've seen them come and go. Amen. But I've come to tell you tonight. Amen. The devil's pulling on every side. I said the devil tonight is pulling on every side. Amen. The only thing. Amen. That's going to keep me and you. Amen. Above water tonight. There's the Holy Ghost. Amen. And fire. It's what Claude Ely had. Amen. It's what Paul had. Amen. It's what I've got to have. If I'm going to make it, amen, it'll be by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
God forbid we let Pentecost die. It's close to the end. We need more of the fire, and we need more of the power of God now, amen, than we've ever needed it. Amen, we don't need to be lackadaisy, amen, about our walk with God. Amen, we're living in perilous times. We're living in troublesome times. Amen, men are falling away. Amen, but I've come to tell you, there's still a real power that'll keep you saved. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Bobby, I know I've heard the testimony, amen, of some of the elders in the house of God. Amen, I know. Amen, some of them have fought a long time. And some of you, amen, tonight, amen, may feel like going home. Amen, but they're stout. Amen, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, in my relationship. Amen, with the Lord. Amen, tonight, Brother Bobby. Amen, I don't feel like leaving just yet. I feel like staying and fighting. Amen, just a little while longer. There's a lot of work to be done. I said there's still a fight of faith. There's still a race to be won. We got to fight on in the last days. Hallelujah. I don't feel like leaving yet. Amen.
God's put a fight down in us. Amen. He didn't call us, amen, to be weak kneed. Amen. Yellow belly cowards. Amen. When he called Joshua, amen, after Moses died, amen, he didn't call no coward, brother. Amen. He said, be strong and of a good courage, for I am with thee as I was with Moses. Amen. I am with thee.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is your God tonight. He'll be with you too. He never left those men in the heat of the battle. He never forsook them, but he stayed right by their side. He brought Daniel out of the lion's den. He brought Joshua, amen, over the Jordan River. He brought Moses and the children of Israel over the Red Sea. I've come to tell you tonight, brother, he'll bring you through a car wreck. He'll bring you through a train wreck, my God. I've come to tell you tonight, he'll bring you through cancer. He'll bring you through death, back into life. I'm talking about God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
But the enemy refuses to go away. Huh? He knows the power of God. Amen. He knows who God is. Amen. He'll undermine God. He'll undermine His church. He'll do everything he can to stop me and you tonight from seeing 2012. If it was the devil's will tonight, every one of us would fall over dead. Amen. But can I tell you tonight, there's a God in heaven, amen, that preserves the righteous. I said there's a God in heaven tonight, brother, that's kept you alive, amen, for such a time, amen, as this. I said you've been born in the kingdom, amen, for such a time, amen, as this. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank God tonight I got to preach. Amen, I must preach. I'm going to try, amen, to do my best. Just give you what God give me tonight in a few minutes. I'm not going to hold us long. I know we've got things we've got to do. Amen, but I've really felt strong today in prayer. And Brother Ed Stout, that God had dealt with me tonight. I know tonight we've heard this scripture preached. Some of you dear elders might have heard it preached more times. Amen, then you can, amen, remember tonight. That's what the Lord dealt with me. Philippians, the 3rd chapter. Huh? Philippians, chapter 3. Brother Bobby, you know where I'm going tonight. Amen, the Apostle Paul speaking. Amen, the Lord has dealt with me. And amen, as the Lord is my witness tonight. Outside of those three that are in my family tonight, Brother Bobby, amen, I really don't know anybody's life, amen, except what maybe a few things that some of you told me last night, the brother sharing with me, amen, about that head-on collision, amen, a few other things, amen, I really don't know anything tonight, amen, but what I do know is what the Holy Ghost, amen, revealed to me, amen, about us tonight, amen, Philippians chapter 3, amen, verse 13, amen, the Apostle Paul talking to the church at Philippi, he said, brethren, I count not myself, amen, to have apprehended, amen, but this one thing, amen, I do. Thank God. Let's get back to that one thing, amen, forgetting those things, amen, which are behind, amen, and reaching forth, amen, unto those things, amen, which are before. I press toward the mark, amen, for the prize of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I've come to preach just for a few minutes tonight on helping to forget. Helping to forget. Amen. I felt like the Lord today, Brother Bobby, amen, dealt with my soul about 2011. And for the folks that would be here tonight, no doubt, 2011, amen, as a church tonight, amen, we have saw some good times and some bad times. Amen, no doubt tonight, amen, each and every one of us, amen, in this last year, amen, had some ups, we had some downs. Amen, we had some victory, amen, but we might have had a little loss. Amen, we had some good times of shouting, amen, and made a little progress. Amen, thank God in the Holy Ghost. Amen, but the devil was there, amen, all along the way, amen, watching us, amen. Amen, pulling on our coattails. Amen, trying to hold us back. Trying to separate us from the love of God. Amen, but thank God the same man wrote down in Romans. Amen, chapter 8. Amen, who can separate us? Amen, from the love of God. Amen, thank God the devil can't. Thank God the nations of the world can't. Amen, thank God tonight. Amen, our government can't. Amen, thank God. Amen, we're in Christ. We're a new creature. Thank day. And behold, all things have become new. But the devil in 2011, amen, no doubt was there every step of the way. Amen, he was there to discourage, to depress, and to defeat. Amen. The three deadly D's, I like to call them, Brother Bobby. The devil's good at them tonight. Amen. He'll work. Amen. One member by one member. See, one thing about the devil tonight. Amen. He is as a roaring lion, Peter said, seeking whom he may devour. And if you'll notice, when a lion hunts, amen, he's a patient hunter. He's a big cat. Amen. So he don't like to expend no more energy getting a meal than he has to. He likes to get the sick. He likes to get the weak. He likes to get those, amen, that are lame and worship. Amen. Those that lag behind in the flock. Amen. The devil likes to prey on them. Amen. That's why we've got to be full. I said, Brother Bobby, that's why we got to be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And power. Amen. Because there is an adversary. Amen. That wants to destroy. Amen. Our soul tonight. But notice here, the Apostle Paul, if there ever was a man, amen, that has some things that he needed help to forget, it was this man. Amen. We realize tonight, before he was Paul, of course, he was Saul of Tarsus. He persecuted the church. We know the story tonight. Amen. He was standing there consenting unto the death. Amen. Of Stephen. Amen. We realize that he had those threatening letters in his hand. He'd like to kill some more. Amen. But God had other plans. Amen. Thank God. On the Damascus Road. Amen. God said, you're not going to be Saul of Tarsus anymore. Amen. But you're going to be a great apostle, Paul. Amen. Thank God. Amen. God said, amen, I can help you forget. Amen. The past. I can help you forget. Amen. The mistakes. I can help you forget the failures. Amen. I can help you forget. Amen. The bad times. In 2011. Amen. It's time for me and you, church. Amen. To march on into 2012. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. I don't mean march in there with our heads down either. When Moses and the children of Israel, amen, came through that Red Sea, brother, God brought them through with a high hand. Amen. He didn't bring them across ashamed. He didn't bring them across defeated. Amen. He didn't bring them across, amen, dragging them up. Amen. He brought them out, amen, with a high hand. Amen. Tonight, amen, I felt like, amen, God said he can help some of us. Amen. Forget the mistakes. Amen. Of 2011. Amen. Of March into 2012. Amen. With victory in the Lord. Hallelujah. But you see, sometimes God, amen, forgives and forgets. Amen. Sometimes we'll do neither one. Come tonight. Amen. I find it ironic that God can forgive and forget. Amen. But I find it ironic how that we as His people, amen, sometimes will not forgive, amen, and we surely will not forget. Amen, I've come to tell you, amen, I'm going to bust some bubbles right here if it's all right. Amen, right here on Saturday night, December 31st. I come to bust your bubble tonight. There's not a perfect one in among us tonight. Oh, hallelujah, preacher, you ain't talking about me. Oh, yes, I am. Amen, you and me. Amen, I didn't always, amen, stand on a mountain. In 2011, sometimes I felt like the mountaintop was on top of me, brother. But I've come to tell you tonight, God will forgive you and God will forget. Amen. But it's time now to get over 2011. Amen. For the good or for the bad. Amen. It's almost gone. It's time to do something for Jesus in 2012. Hallelujah. But notice here tonight, amen, if the devil has his way, amen, Paul won't get very far. Because there's one weapon that the devil loves to use on somebody who's been in the world, let's just say a day or two. Amen, I lived in the world 28 years without God. Amen, I wasn't interested in His Word. I wasn't interested in His Spirit. I knew nothing about him. My daddy before him and before him. Amen. They were alcoholics. Amen. They were adulterers. Moonshiners. Brother Ed, they soon stab you in the back and look at you. Amen. Come out of the hills of Kentucky. Amen. A ruthless bunch. Amen. That's what lineage I've got, brother. Amen. But after 28 years, amen, God looked down. Said, I'm going to wipe your past out, brother. I'm going going to give you my heart. I'm going to give you a brand new future in me. Amen. I've come to tell you, don't let your past, amen, determine, amen, the present day. Don't let your mistakes of 2011, amen, ruin 2012. Amen. Repent. Amen. Stand to your feet and worship God and march on in 2012 full of victory and power with God. But here's what the devil does. Remember Stephen? Remember what you did? Brother Ed, he's good at remembering dates. He's good at taking you back to the day, the time, and the hour. He'll say, remember when you did that? Remember when you thought that? Huh? Oftentimes, Brother Bobby, if we're not careful, the devil will come in right inside the church house. Jesus said, I know where the seat of Satan is. You would have thought it would have been down at the ballpark, maybe. You would have thought maybe it would have been in Hollywood. Amen. Maybe in the White House. I don't find that hard to believe if he would have wrote that. But he did not say that. It was only inside of the house of God. And sometimes, amen, the devil will come in. Amen. And when somebody don't look at you just right, amen, there comes the devil. Amen. Maybe she really don't like you. Amen. Like she acts on. Amen. Maybe he really ain't your friend. Amen. Like you think he is. He'd come to bring contentions. Amen. And divisions in the house of God. Amen. Because he heard the words of the Lord. Amen. That's a nation. Amen. A nation divided against itself. A house divided. A marriage divided. A family divided. Amen. Shall I stand? Amen. I've come to tell you tonight. Amen. Get over anything. Amen. That was in this year. Amen. That's not of God. Amen. And march on in 2012. And say, I'm going to do something. Amen. For Jehovah. I said, I'm going to do something for God in the new year. Hallelujah. Notice here, if Paul would have listened to the enemy, it would have hindered his future. And that's what the devil wants to do. But did you notice what Brother Ed said tonight? You notice what, amen, the senior pastor tonight said? Amen. He said, I had to take the devil in the word today. Amen. I had to take him. Amen. I write that in Revelation. Was it? Amen. Chapter 20, you took him to today. Amen. When the devil, church, when the devil reminds you of your past, amen, remind him of his future. Amen. Let him know. Amen. When I'm shouting in glory land, amen, you'll be burning. Amen. In a pit. I said, you'll be burning in a lake of fire. Amen. Don't let your past, amen, ruin your future. Hallelujah. Paul said, there's one thing I've got to do. I've got to forget the past. All those things that are behind me are done. Brother Ed, we cannot go back and redo them. We cannot go back and relive them tonight. Amen. Everything that we did, whether good or bad, it's done, done. Every mistake tonight can be washed in the blood. Amen. Everything, every fault, amen, every failure tonight, amen. David said it like this. Amen. David said, Lord, amen, wash me in your hyssop, amen, and I shall be clean. Amen. Tonight, amen, Lord, amen, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, amen, and I shall be clean. Let me march into 2012, amen, full of the power. Let me march into 2012 with everything behind me. Lord, help me to forget, amen, what I did not do. Help me to forget every mistake and failure, and let me march on. Let me press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said, there's one thing I've got to do above everything else. Brother Bobby, I'm trying to hurry tonight, but you know what I felt like Paul was saying? You know what I felt like Paul was saying? He was saying, above everything else I do. Brother Ed, I really feel like this. I feel like the Apostle Paul was saying, I pray, I fast, I study, I witness, I preach, I labor. He was a tent maker. He did what he had to do. Paul done a lot of things. He learned to be content with whatever state he was in. Paul learned a lot of great mysteries in God. Amen. But notice, Brother Bobby, when he says this one thing, he puts an emphasis on it. This one thing, amen, I do. Amen, Brother Ed. I don't feel like it was so much of a struggle for Paul to preach. I don't feel like it was a struggle, amen, for the Apostle Paul necessarily to pray, amen, and read the Word, and go and witness, and see conversions. I don't feel like, amen, that was where the greatest battle was. Amen, some of those things tonight, amen, might have battled you in 2011. Amen, you might have struggled with any of those areas. is. Amen. But I feel like tonight, amen, what the Apostle Paul was saying, amen, when he said this one thing I do, he's saying above everything else, amen, my greatest battle, amen, lies in my memory. I can't help, amen, but remember, amen, Stephen, amen, the devil's got it right there. You ever had the devil to remind you, amen, remember what you did, remember what you said, remember how you acted up, remember that thought you had, remember when you cut that one off, because you got mad and trapped. Come on here tonight, amen, come tonight, amen, some of us got shorter fuses than others, amen, but I've come to tell you, we need to forget those things that are behind, and press, I said press, in the Holy Ghost, at 2012.
I got to meditating today on that word forget. Amen. We all know what it means tonight. But I got in Webster's dictionary tonight. And I got to looking at that word forget. Amen, Brother Bobby. Webster has much to say on it. There's a couple of definitions I pulled out that kind of stuck out to me today. Amen. To forget is, amen, to lose remembrance. Amen. To lose remembrance of something. Be unable to think of or to recall. Did you catch that tonight? To lose remembrance of, Brother Stout. To be unable to think of or recall. I feel like the Spirit of the Lord, amen, spoke to me today and said, tell my people there's some things they need to forget in 2011. It's a time, amen, where we're wrapping this year up. It's a time to let bygones be bygones. It's a time to pray some things through. I come to tell you tonight, amen, the Lord said it like this. Only the pure in heart, amen, shall see God. Amen, the devil may not move on you. He may not get you, amen, to forsake the Lord like he did Judas with money. He may not get you to, amen, to forsake the ministry. Amen, like Demas did. Amen, for the world. Amen, but one thing the devil will do, he'll try to get something in your heart. Amen, against your brother. Amen, or against your sister. Amen, I've been preaching, amen, for about 11 years. Amen, I held homecoming revival this year in the state of Virginia, in a certain place. Amen, I got up, amen, on that homecoming to preach. Amen, and Brother Bobby, I noticed something, amen, about midway through preaching. Amen, Brother Ed Stout. Amen, I didn't know everybody that was there. And that's the way I like it. Amen, but one thing I got to, amen, realizing was, amen, that there was a division, amen, in that church. Amen, people was coming from Kentucky, and then some from Tennessee, amen, and some from Virginia. And I noticed some things the Holy Ghost began to bring out through the preaching. And I knew by the time I got to altar call, amen, I was facing a mountain, Brother Bobby. There was folks on this side, amen, that would not have anything to do with the folks on this side. There was folks that when one group got up to sing, hey man, there was other families that said, hey brother, I'll not back them. I know what they are. I know where they've been. I know what they've done. And it went vice versa. Hey man, I've come to tell you, hey man, that devil, if he has his way, he'll not let you forget. Hey man, but I've come to tell you, hey man, it's time to lose remembrance of some things in 2011. Hey man, it's time, hey man, to be unable. Amen, to think. Amen, to recall. Whatever the devil might be using tonight. Amen, in his arsenal against you. It's time to forget some things in the past. Hallelujah. But I really like this, and I'm almost through. I really like what Webster said here about that word forget. It means to disregard intentionally.
Think about that for a moment tonight.
Huh? Paul said, I'm going to lose remembrance of some things back yonder. Because if I don't, they'll kill me today. If I let some things creep back up, amen, they'll overtake me. If I let what the doctor said, amen, about that word. I was preaching here just a little while ago, brother. Amen, down in the mountains of Virginia. Amen, for a good friend of mine. Amen, who they told him, amen, 2 years ago, you've got 6 months to live. Amen, you've got cancer. You'll not see, amen, life. Amen, past 6 months. That was 2 years ago. Amen, you never know he had cancer. Amen, the whole time. I've come to tell somebody tonight, amen, you need to disregard, amen, intentionally, what the devil has been telling you.
Paul said, I'm forgetting on purpose.
That's what he said.
Huh?
That's what he said.
The devil comes, tries, amen, to tell me about it. Amen, but I ain't got time for the devil. Amen, I've got to hear from the Holy Ghost. I'm not looking for an Antichrist in 2012 to show up. I'm looking for the Christ. Amen, it's time for me and you. Amen, to get our eyes fixed. Amen, on the prize. Amen, are you pressing tonight? Amen, remember the good things in 2011. Amen, but disregard. Intentionally disregard the garbage of 2011. Amen. I'm closing tonight. But there's a lot of us now have email. If you don't believe in it, that's fine. But there's the world. Amen. For the most part, Brother Ed gets email. A lot of us still get. I guess they're still doing it. I don't have a home. Amen. I sold mine when I went full time, Brother Ed. But hey, man, we have an address there. We use her mom and stepdaddy's address to get mostly junk mail. You still get some of that, don't you, Brother Stout? Hey, man, we're killing trees every day just to send out junk mail. What do we do, brothers and sisters, when we get our mail? Normally, we'll divide it in two sections. This is for the trash. Huh? We can glance at it normally. This is garbage. Hey, man, we just intentionally disregard it. What we like to do is take those bills, and we like to lose remembrance of them. And we like to shut them in there, too. But if we do, we get in trouble. So we hold on to them, and hopefully, by the grace of God, we pay them. There's some things, amen, that comes in the emails every day. Junk mail, Brother Bobby. Junk mail, Brother Stout. I just disregard it. I'm really busy. I really don't have time. I've got more important things to do than to take my time to read junk mail. I don't know about you tonight, but the Lord dealt with me today. There was a lot of junk mail that the devil sent by mine and your way in 2011. But the Lord sent me here tonight to tell me and you, it's time to intentionally disregard what the devil said, what the devil did, and what the devil's trying to remind you of tonight. Amen. I can tell you one thing. I can guarantee you it ain't worth remembering. Amen. But I've come to preach, amen, and tell you tonight, amen, God's will is that me and you forgive some things in the past and press toward 2012. A brand new year. Hey man, will there be some troubles and trials? You better know there will be. But just like God was with us through 2011 and brought us through, guess what? If the Lord tarries in 2012, He's going to carry me and you right through them too. Could we stand all over the house of the Lord tonight? Everybody that will you stand tonight? This altar's open. The Lord dealt with me today to come, amen, and preach and tell me and you. There's some of us, we've got some hurts, we've got some scars, we've got some battle wounds from 2011. But the Lord said, if you'll come tonight at this altar and bend a knee and sincerely seek the face of God, He'll help you forget some things in 2011. Come on, church, the altar's open. Let's come and see the Lord for a little while tonight. Let's have prayer meeting in the name of the Lord. Let's make sure everything's right as we end 2011. Come on.
Well, the devil stopped by today just to have a little chat with me. He said, you're working way too hard.
I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name.
Well, I didn't even stop and take time to turn around.
Let's get everything right with the Lord as we end this year.
Well, I'm building up a wall.
Let's build up a wall this night that the enemy can't get through in the name of Jesus.
I'm crying holy unto the Lord. I'm crying holy unto the Lord. Well, if I could, I surely would stand on that rock,
stand on that rock
where Moses stood. I'm crying holy, 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 holy unto the Lord.
Oh,
hey.
faith is in her heart, and I go faith unto the rock, and I go faith. I have no hiding place.
I'm crying, holy, holy, holy,
holy unto the Lord.
Holy,
holy. Turn and put it on that rock,
stand on that rock
where most stood. Lord, I ain't no stranger now.
No stranger
yeah,
now.
Lord, I ain't
oh,
yeah, no stranger now. Well, I've been introduced to the Father and the Son. Lord, I ain't no stranger now.
Holy
to the Lord,
holy
to the Lord.
Well,
if I could turn and put
that on that rock,
where
both stood, oh Lord, I feel much better now.
Yeah, Lord, I feel much better now. And on that rock, here we Moses.
Oh Lord, I ain't no sinner now.
Yeah, oh, Lord, I ain't no sinner now.
Well, I've been to the river
and I've been baptized.
Oh Lord, I ain't.
Lord, yeah, holy, 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 holy,
holy,
holy
to
the
Lord. Well, if I could,
well, I surely put
on that rock, where most soon, I'm crying, holy, holy, holy,
holy to the Lord, yeah, holy, 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 holy to the Lord. Turning was and on that rock,
stand on that rock where Moses stood. Oh Lord, I ain't no stranger now.
Yeah, Lord,
I ain't no
stranger now.
Lord, I've been introduced to the Father
and the Son. Lord, I ain't. Somebody said, can you pray when you're reading Scripture? Sure you can. Amen. I've seen people go to their bedroom and play a song while they prayed. They'd turn it up as loud as they can get it. Amen. And they'd scream and beller. I like it that way, Brother Sheldon. Go into the bedroom, put a pillow over my head, and just pray as loud as I can. And say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're glad of Brother Anthony Brown and what he's been doing. Amen, thus far. Feel like God sent him today to bless our souls. Last night he was preaching about the falling away. Amen. Tonight he's talking about forgetting. Amen. Those things which are behind. Amen. I tell you what, when you learn that scripture, amen, you'll get along real good. You'll get along real good with the Lord. Amen. But tonight we've got this far along into the service. We've got about 60 minutes until midnight. We've got 1 hour. Amen. And we'll be hitting the big bell there. I don't know, Sister Stout, they've got a big bell they hit at New York City. Amen. I've never been to New York City. Don't think I want to go, really, to be honest with you. But they say that on this particular night, at midnight, they have this big bell, and it comes down, and it, I guess, and it hits, and then it's Times Square, and it's Times Square in New York City. Is it the ball? What's the ball hitting? Oh, the ball, I thought it hit a bell. Well, the ball comes down, and that means it's finished. But you know, I read in the scripture where he said that, and the angel put 1 foot on the land and 1 foot on the sea, and the Son of God said, declare there be time be no more. Now, folks, that's when it's all over. There ain't going to be no more. But here's the thing we've got to realize, and I think we do. Sometimes we don't comprehend it because we can't fathom in our mind because we measure everything by time. We get up by time, we work by time, we eat by time, we sleep by time. Everything about us, everything in our life revolves time. But in the Word of God, Webster could not define it. Now, Webster's a pretty smart fella. But he couldn't define eternity. I looked it up. Webster defines eternity forever. Then you look up the word forever, it means eternity. Webster had to scratch his head a couple of times because he couldn't fathom the word eternity. Eternity's forever and forever. There is no end. And I guess if we could put a lot of philosophy to it tonight and put a lot of our thinking and really probably come up with some exciting things tonight. But I thought about what the Word of God put it. If you could take the grand of the sea and you pick them up, then you can count the seed of Abraham. If you can count the stars of the sky. I mean, I tell you, ain't nobody can do it. Now that's eternity. We can't comprehend it. But tonight, we've got 58 minutes, and another year is gone. I guess the New Year's resolution to all of us would be, I want to do more in 2012 than I did in 2011. But the Bible said it'd be better not to make a vow than after you have made a vow and break it. For the Bible said, he that maketh a vow and breaketh it is in danger of hellfire. Another place it said he's in danger of the judgment. I'm thinking, oh my. Be careful, little tongue, what you say. For by thy words I shall be justified, and by thy words I shall be condemned. Now you know what I want to do tonight. I want to say, any way you fix it, Lord, is all right with me. Now that means, Brother Sheldon, if I have to go through some fire, let me go through it, Lord. If I have to suffer a little bit, help me to have the strength to bear it. However you fix it, Lord, it's all right with me. When Jesus made that final prayer, he said, not my will, Lord, but he said, yours be done. Now, when you really think about that, Sister Angie, did you put it in perspective when you said the word joy is Jesus first, others second, and you last? I'm going to borrow that this year. I'm going to preach on that this year sometime. Let's read the scripture. We do things a little different in our communion service. I've been in a lot of them. I've been in the South. I've been in the North. I've preached in Tennessee. I've preached in Indiana. I've preached in all over. They all do it different. I've seen them put a table and 12 chairs, leave one empty. I've seen them put two chairs, one come, other tarry. I've seen them do various ways, but tonight we're just going to do it quite simple. We've got bread here. We've got the wine. Brother Carter can help assist you in that behalf.
What we would like to do, I'm going to read the scripture, and when I finish, we're going to read it a second time, and as we read it the second time, you're going to stand. And as you stand, you'll come row at a time. For example, we'll start with Brandon, then Eller, then Alice this way, then over to Sister Browning, and this way, and then this way, this way. When this is done, we'll start over here. If you do not feel like you are worthy, you do not feel like you need to take it, then do not take it tonight. Is that all right? We will not think any different of you tonight, but the Bible said, let every man examine himself. But if you're a blood-bought, born-again child of God, I recommend you take this. And we're going to read... Where are we at, Brother Carter? 1 Corinthians 11. And verse 20. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For the eating every one that taketh before other his own supper, the one is hungry and another is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say unto you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, that same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it, and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also He took the cup, when He had supped, saying, this cup is of the New Testament, in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. That's exactly what it means. Wherefore, whatsoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let every man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Did you catch that verse? Did you catch it? A lot of times us preachers will read that verse with horror or regret. We'll read that verse and say, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation of himself. But let's read on a little further. We know there's judgment. We know God is not to be reckoned with. But the Bible said, let every man examine himself and then let him eat and drink. Folks, we've all made mistakes along life's road. If you all think you ain't made a mistake in 2011, brother, come up and pray for me. I need your help. But the Bible teaches us, little children, I'd rather that you sin not. But if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. You can go to Him. He goes to the Father and makes intercession. Now, it's that clear. Now, does that give us an excuse to sin? God forbid. But if you make a mistake and you fall along the way, say, Lord, I'm sorry, and mean it. My old father-in-law, and we're going to read this and let you eat. My father-in-law, he's an old-timer, 70 years old. But buddy, he don't cut no corners, brother. He told me when I was a young preacher, taught me a lot of things. He said, you be honest with God, and God will be honest with you. Don't take no college education to figure that out. You be honest with God, He'll be honest with you. With that, would you stand? Everybody on this side. Preachers a lot. You all can stand on this side too. Matter of fact, we'll do this first. We'll let the preachers come. What I ask for you to do, that way we do it simultaneously. When you all come down, you're going to get your bread, you're going to get your cup, you're going to go back, and you're going to wait until we read it, and then when we read it, everybody does it in unison, okay? Brothers, if you would, come. Go right ahead. Just take your bread and your cup and go back to your seat. Yeah, we'll just go back to the pew. When everybody gets one on this side, we'll read the scripture, and then we'll do the other side. I know as the brothers are getting this, come on, Eller, Brandon. I know as they're coming to get this, Brother Stout, a lot of people has took this sacrament in such a laxed way that they have forgotten the sacrifice that was made for this. And they take it on a daily basis, commit sin on Monday, and take sacrament on Sunday. That's not what this is about. This is to remember the blood that was shed on Calvary. His sacrifice, His atonement that He made with man. And He said, do it often. When He said often, Brother Sheldon, He didn't mean to do this in remission of sin. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. This represents His blood and His body. When everybody gets it, holler amen. Praise be to God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Lord, for what You've done for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hold on, Sister Ann, Sister Keisha. We'll get this group and then we'll start with you. I want to read it twice. All right, everybody got it? Everybody on this side. As we read the Scripture, you can take the bread and eat the wine as we read. The Bible says in verse 24, and when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. And after the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup, the New Testament, is My blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. Go ahead and eat and drink and give God the praise. Lord, we thank You, Lord. We honor You, Lord, and we appreciate You, Lord, for the sacrifice, Lord, that You made for us, Lord, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, we take this, Lord, tonight, Lord, in remembrance of You, to honor You, Lord, and give You all glory. God, let it not be taken, Lord, unreverently, Lord, but let it be taken soberly, Lord. Help us to remember, Lord Jesus, Lord, what You've done for us. Bless each and every soul here tonight. Lord, help us to be blessed of You. Use us, God, in Thy service. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would, everybody hold on to what you got there. Brother Carter, stay, remain. Everybody on this side, stand. Start with Keisha and work your way up. Just come up, get your juice and your bread and go back. We'll make way for everybody and then we'll do the same. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We appreciate everyone that's doing this tonight. And I don't mean this in no disrespect, Brother Ed, but I've seen people in my ministry that would not take part in this. They would literally get up and leave the building. I cannot comprehend that. I cannot fathom that. I know they think maybe because of that Scripture, eating and drinking damnation. But you know what, Frank? You can ask God to forgive you. And He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Praise be to God. Amen. You know what? I like to see children do that. The Bible said train them up in the way they should go. That little child, remember that. I remember when I done it when I was a little boy. Amen. Thank you, Brother Carter. Let's read it. The Bible said, and when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, take, eat. This is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. After the same manner, also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup, the New Testament, in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. Everyone eat. Lord, we praise You. Lord, we thank You, God, and we honor You. We glorify You for the sacrifice, for the blood and the atonement, God, that You've made. God, for our sins, we ask You, Lord, help us, God, never, Lord, never forget. Help us to remember. Help us to be reminded, Lord, day in and day out, Lord, through our daily walk. God, then we'll never forget, Lord, God, what You've done at Calvary. Help us, God, to give You honor and praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You all may be seated tonight. Amen. Brother Carter, take the tray around and collect the plastic. You can just take the tray, Brother Carter, and collect it. Either ways, if you want to do it that way, that's fine. All right, what we're going to do, we've got 45 minutes. Now, what it normally takes is about 30 minutes, so it's going to work out just about right. We're going to divide in two groups. The sisters would stay in here. All the brothers will go into the fellowship hall. What I need the brothers to do, Brother Carter and Brother Kelly can help me on that. We need to remove two tables in there and take the chairs and make a circle. Once we do that, we'll put the tub in the middle of the circle. And us brothers will gather around and we'll wash one another's feet. Sisters, you can do however you feel. My wife can take care of that. She's done it 25 years. She knows how to do it by now. So we're all going to do that. And at this time, would we all stand all over the building? Let me say this as we separate. Some of you all may feel tonight about washing feet. On the same behalf, brother, I've seen them take this and not wash feet. I've seen them wash feet and not take this. Again, I can't fathom that. Jesus told Peter, if you wash me not, you'll have no part with me. Now that came straight from the Master. That came straight from Jesus Christ now. Now, again, I've seen it done different ways. The Bible said they would tarry one for another. I've seen in Kentucky down in the South, they take a towel, they wrap it around them. One would wash, they take the towel and gird themselves, and they would dry. Now, according to the Scriptures, Jesus girded Himself with a towel. Now, folks, don't fall out, remember, if we don't do everything exactly like you think we ought to. The bottom line is, we're doing it to humble ourselves before our brothers and sisters. If I don't hold the towel a certain way, and if I don't tarry long enough, don't fall out with me tonight. Amen. You may say, Brother Bobby, do you need to say that? I need to say that. I've been around it too many years. I know what people does. Don't be offended. What I want you to do is get in there. Somebody said, I told it last night, Brother Stout, that Brother Edgar Rogers, I washed his feet at 81 years old before he left here. And he had a fungus on his feet. And he cried and he wept and he asked all us brothers, he said, let me go last. He said, I'll wash all yous first and you can wash me last. Oh, we all began to cry. I said, Brother Rogers, you go first. You go first. And brother, when we got done, there wasn't that much water in that pan. We shouted all over that back room. Brothers was just speaking in tongues. And Brother Rogers testified the next night that God healed him of his fungus. Brother, listen. Don't underestimate God. God can do whatever He wants to do. With that, let's stand. Sisters, stay up here. Brothers, make your way to the back. We got about 40 minutes. Let's go back, wash one another's feet. We'll come into the remainder of the service, get testimonies, and pray the old year out and the new year in. Everybody would. Make your way to your designated spots.